each. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, the topic here today is chickens on the Food Guys. I actually went out and investigated chickens as long ago as 1973, somewhere in there. At that time, they were processing these chickens pretty rapidly, and turkeys as well. I went to three places, actually, in Iowa. They could get a three-pound chicken. I was amazed they were telling me that these chickens could go to market within 90 days of having been hatched, which I thought was pretty phenomenal. But now I'm reading, today farmers can raise a 5.3-pound chicken in 35 days using 8 pounds of feed for that chicken. And that's a great improvement over 30 years ago. It took 7 pounds of feed to raise a 3-pound bird over the same period of time. 35 days. I mean, that's absurd. But now I see that, for instance, Whole Foods Market Incorporated doesn't want fast chickens.
If any of the chicken breeders really cared at all about animal welfare, they would not force these chickens to grow to be such enormous birds in such a short amount of time. These birds are having a hard time moving around.
That's actually comparable to insect life. They're like mayflies.
I mean, let's go back even to the 60s when Julia Child was cooking and she would do chicken. She would call for a 2.5 to 3-pound chicken. This is the standard dressed weight of chicken. It took weeks to get to that size. The supermarket chickens were fine. They were great. Now you get 6.25-pound chickens.
They're like small turkeys or something from what I remember. The idea was, I was told, if you want a really a mature chicken, look for something that's more than 3 pounds because it had to have lived longer. You can't rely on that little premise.
Way back, maybe even into the late 70s, early 80s, I had found a recipe in a magazine that called for a 4-pound chicken. You were asked to bone it, meaning take the carcass out, make a stuffing and put it in the bird and then sew it up again. Yeah. I had such a heck of a time trying to find a 4-pound bird. Everything was 3.5 pounds. And now I have a hard time finding a 4-pound bird because they're all so big.
There's problems that come with it, right?
Yes. This is an article from the Wall Street Journal. The title of this article is Bigger Chickens Bring a Tough New Problem, Woody Breast. The article is by Kelsey Gee, G-E-E. Apparently, 5 to 10% of these humongous Godzilla chickens develop a toughness called woody breast.
I see.
It's only 5 to 10%, but when you think of the millions of birds that are being raised and slaughtered, it's a significant number. It causes the meat to have a gummy texture. If you felt the breast, you would feel hard knots. They don't know exactly what causes it, but it's not the final weight so much, they say, as it is how fast the bird gets there. Mm-hmm. And these birds are being stressed beyond belief to get to these enormous weights. Beware of woody breast. My wife went shopping the other day for a chicken breast, and she brought home this boneless and skinless breast from one of our markets, and it weighed 1 pound.
That's a half breast, actually.
That's the half breast, one side, one side, one fillet.
I find that those kinds of chickens, they don't have much flavor. They don't taste anything like chicken, particularly.
Well, but
especially if you're eating the breast meat. So I've kind of stayed away from the breast
meat. Well, the thigh meat is always the most flavorful. If you're doing breast meat, you have to add flavor, add a hot sauce, add something that's going to punch up the flavor, coconut milk with lime, that kind of thing.
You might have to add a mallet to kind of soften
and then
it up. It's always possible if you're in the hands of a good chef, you know, to make something out of these chickens.
Beware, woody breast.
Beware. Keep your eye out for it. And come back next week for
the food guys. Da 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 da